I've been answering this question a lot lately, so I thought I would talk to you about it on the Saturday Morning Hustle podcast. What is it I do? What do I do professionally? What do I do for a living? What is my business? And what does it mean for you? And how can I help you or help someone you know? And how does that relate to what I talk about with you each and every Saturday right here on the Saturday Morning Hustle? It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. Hey guys, how often are you out networking or just you meeting someone at a Christmas party, a holiday event, anything like that, and they say to you, "So what do you do?" Of course, what they're asking is, "What is your job?" And it's a great question to kind of start a conversation rolling. Maybe find some commonality, etc. I've been answering this question a lot lately, and typically I have to explain it a little deeper. So I want to have the conversation with you today on the podcast because I want to tell you and let you understand how it relates to this podcast, the Saturday Morning Hustle podcast, how it relates to my business podcast, the Golden Group Strategic Growth Podcast, what the Golden Group is, which is where I work, and of course my name is on it, so you figured out a little bit there. I'm also an entrepreneur. Any of those answers could be the beginning of the conversation, but it needs to go a little bit deeper. But I don't want this to be a commercial or an ad or anything, a sales pitch for the Golden Group. So I'm going to tell you what it is we do, but I'm going to tell you why it's important and how it relates back to this free content, the Saturday Morning Hustle, for hustlers, entrepreneurs, anyone pursuing success. There's a lot of crossover with what I do professionally, which makes a lot of sense. That's why I talk about it with you with some level of expertise. It is what I do for a living. But again, I don't want this to be an infomercial. I want you to be able to listen to this and pick up some nuggets, some information about how you would utilize this and kind of drive home this point too. Here's the point of today's conversation. You have to tell people what it is you do, for your job, for your profession, how you get paid, how you present value for other people, how you help people with your professional services or product, etc. If it's something that you believe in, that you feel good about, that's not just simply a job that you hate, but something that you really have passion for, the way I do for my job and as an entrepreneur and a podcaster and someone who communicates on a regular basis, so that they might need to utilize your services. They might need know someone else who could utilize those services. And so you can extend relationships into your business world because the best business is done. Here's the point. The best business is done through relationships. And those relationships are often built outside the business scenario, outside of a sales pitch, outside of a direct, can I work for you or can you hire us or should we hire you? You know, it's easy to go into an interview and say, "Hey, Kyle, why should we hire the Golden Group to be our strategy and business process consultants?" I'll tell you about it in a minute. But it's a much different conversation for them and for us if that conversation starts with someone we know and trust recommended you as someone they know and trust, and how can we work together to create value for both of us. See, that is a win-win situation. That's not a sales pitch. That's not a conversion process. That's not ABC, always be closing. That is a value conversation, which is better off. So I'm going to talk today about what it is I do professionally so that you can understand it. I'm going to give you some background as to what these things are, how you can utilize these things with or without the help of myself and the Golden Group. But there's nuggets in there for you as well. So I guarantee you it's not a infomercial. But at the same time, I want you to be aware of it because there's nothing worse in the world. There's no worse regret in the world. Definitely the worst regret in the world is someone saying, "Oh, I didn't know you did that. We totally just hired someone for that. We totally just bought that product. We totally just paid for that type of service. And if we knew you did that and we know you or we've seen your podcast, or we're familiar with you in some way, or someone recommended you, any of those factors might have led to a business relationship that would have been beneficial for both parties, but simply, I didn't know you did that. I didn't know that's what you did. I didn't know I could hire you, etc. These are the biggest regrets for anyone who owns a business, who is whether they're self-employed, an entrepreneur, a business owner like myself, or works at a level of the business where they kind of take their own involvement personally, etc. They're really invested in the process. They really want to do a good job for the business because they respect the people they work for and the people they work with. There's no worse regret than I didn't know you did that. I didn't know I could hire you for that. So I'm going to dive into, I've said it a few times, but I'm going to go and do it. Dive into what it is I do professionally, try to give you some nuggets along the way, and whether you ever need to utilize those things professionally or not, perfectly fine. Keep listening to this podcast. This is why I create this podcast for this audience who doesn't need it essentially. But if you do need these services, if you know someone who owns a business, etc., be more than happy to have that conversation with them as well. So you know me, I'm Kyle, Kyle Golding. I'm not just the guy behind the Saturday Morning Hustle. I'm also the CEO and Chief Strategic Idealist for the Golding Group. Yes, my name is right there on the front door. We are a group, a think tank, if you will, of strategic planning, business process development, and marketing integration professionals. Now, what does that mean? I will explain. First of all, we're consultants. You hire us on a project base, hourly base. Sometimes it's something we work with you for one day. Sometimes we work with you for a year or more to help your business in a variety of ways. So the top, strategy, strategic planning. What is strategy? What does it mean? The second piece being business process management, BPM, not just for DJs. It's for business too. I'll explain that as well. And then not just marketing, and I think most of you, when you hear the word marketing, you kind of picture something in your head. We have a little bit different definition of that, which I'll explain as well. But marketing integration, which is very 2023, 2024, 2025, because marketing these days isn't something as simple as we run the same ads in the same newspaper, the same TV commercials, etc., over and over again. The world is much more sophisticated and advanced than that. So back to the top, what it is we do. Strategic planning, strategy. You might think to yourself, Kyle, I thought you were a creative guy. I think you're an artist, you're a podcaster, you are someone who creates for a living. And that's all true, and that's my background. My background has been a musician, as an artist, eventually a graphic designer, an art director, working on the creative side of the marketing industry, both in-house for corporate entities and on my own. And I do come from a creative background. But creative without the proper strategy typically fails. And I really got tired of, in my professional career, having marketing that was beautiful to look at, was interesting, was creative, and didn't do anything for the company. And typically, someone gets mad, maybe even gets fired. So I really, about 20 years ago, took a hard look at what it takes for creative execution of marketing to be effective, to actually benefit the company, to earn back more money than you put into it. That's ROI, et cetera, right? And it became a little bit of a jigsaw puzzle for me, a little bit of a problem solving, and being a creative person, applying my creative skills to that was really intriguing to me. So strategy is positioning a company, doing putting all the things that benefit the company that make it possible for them to do their best work with the proper audience for all the right reasons in order, in place, and make that work for the business or nonprofit or government agency or any community organization. So anyone who needs to attract people to them, to work for them, to buy from them, to donate to them, to volunteer for them, etc., any organization that needs to develop an audience, deliver a message, and then convert on that economically or otherwise, that is where strategy comes into play. And essentially the process is you have to set goals for the organization. How are you going to grow the organization? An organization must be growing at all times or it is stagnant or failing. Those two things are negative. So grow your business by setting goals. Those goals are big goals and it takes a long time to achieve them. Typically a year. I'm going to set goals in the beginning of 2024 for the whole year. How do you manage your goals? You break those down into objectives. Subsets of your goals are objectives. You take those objectives Then you get into strategy, the strategic planning process. It's about understanding your business, your strengths and weaknesses, the opportunities that come in front of you if you were to utilize certain aspects, the threats that can be external processes as well. COVID is a good example of a threat on a SWOT analysis, which is part of the strategic planning process. But understanding your business, understanding who you are, understanding your strengths and weaknesses, the product that you or service that you provide, the value that you create, understand your competition, understand the market as a whole, and find a position where you could compete at your best, provide that value to your customers, to your consumers, not just once, but multiple times. That's how successful business happens. And then from all of that information, you can develop how you're going to market or promote or explain your product or service, who your audience is, what they need to hear based on who they are, where they come from, other factors, et cetera, demographics, age, all kinds of things like that, and what your competition is telling them, how you set yourself apart, differentiate yourself, work through that process to really define then what the creative message can be and what the tactics will be, which is the channels. Is it social media? Is it video? Is it television? Is it print? Is it public relations? Is it events? Is it giving away free samples? All of these are tactics. Typically, you utilize more than one tactic at a time based on the strategy. That is where the term integrated marketing comes from, because marketing is, again, not a single channel, it's omni-channel. And that integrated marketing needs to then bring feedback from your audience. We like this. We don't like this. We respond well when you speak this way. We don't respond well to this. You think your product does this, but we think it's something different. That feedback comes back into the strategy process. What worked, what didn't, what should we do more of, what should we do less of, et cetera. This is all the strategic planning process. This is what we do. This process of figuring out the combination that works. It's different for every single business. Even different businesses in the same vertical, the same industry, can have different approaches, different strategies, et cetera. These are the things I do on a regular basis. It really gets me excited. Essentially, writing business plan, writing marketing plans, helping move along the execution and then the measurement and then refining and readjusting the strategy itself. So strategic planning, strategy, marketing integration. Now the other item in between the two is business process management, sometimes called BPM. I like to make the joke about BPMs, not just for drummers or DJs. That's beats for a minute. This is business process management. What this means is what a business does internally. All of the things that you have in place, rules, processes, systemization, etc., that make the organization work as effective, efficient, and predictably as possible. So the easy way to explain this is if you have an assembly line and the raw material has to come in the back door, it has to be loaded into machine one, an action needs to happen and at least loaded into machine two, another action happens, it's loaded into machine three, another action happens, it goes into the paint booth or into packaging, and eventually it ends up at the end of the assembly line as the finished piece, all assembled, painted, packaged, ready to go out the door to the retailer or whoever is going to ultimately sell it. Those processes. First of all, step one, step two, step three, step four, this is the beginning of the process. How each machine reacts, what it contributes to the process. Then there are rules. Don't stick your hand in the machine. Wait 10 seconds after, let it cool off, wait a day before you paint it. All kinds of rules and systems, whether they're safety or production-wise, go into how things get done. And that's the easy way to explain a product process. Every business, whether it's product or service, whether you're talking about the actual production, whether you're talking about your accounting, whether you're talking about how your management system works, how you communicate internally, et cetera. All of that is a process. It's business process. The better you are at managing that process, the more effective and efficient your business can be. Those are the two ways that you make money, being effective and efficient. The way you make more profit is being more effective and more efficient. I'll explain those terms too. Effective is better at what you do. So make your product stronger, tougher, last longer. Make it faster so that you can make more units per day, per week, per month, per year. Make it with an extra benefit that your competitors don't have, doing something better is being more effective. You can sell better if you can explain it better because you've trained your people. You have better customer service because of training, because of internal communication. If your supply chain isn't working well and you need to go buy your own trucks, that's creating effectiveness. Now, efficiency is lowering costs, whether it's the money you put into it, the time you put into it, the speed to market, etc. So if you can create the same product for less money because you buy raw materials in bulk, or because you work certain hours of the day and not work certain other hours of the days because of productivity, or not doing things that make you force you into overtime, or eliminating low performers on the sales team or on the marketing team, or just across the company, company wide, or low performing outlets, or not spending money in marketing channels that aren't working as well. Those are ways you create efficiency. You lower the cost of doing business while selling as many or more of the same product or service. So if you're effective, you could sell more, you can put out a better product, you can create better value. If you're efficient, you can lower the cost, you can be faster to the delivery, which faster to gain the income that comes in, faster to process it. All of that is effective and efficient. Those are the things that go into business process management. So we started with strategy, we work through business process management, we integrate marketing, and overall, we make businesses better at what they do. Now, that was a lot. I went through it very fast. I went to it enough where I think you can understand what these terms are, what they mean. Back up one, I did say we have a different definition of marketing. A lot of people, well, almost everyone, when I say the word marketing right now, you picture something in your head as to what marketing means to you. A lot of people picture advertising, which is the execution of marketing. Marketing is the work before that work. Marketing is that thing we talked about earlier about understanding your audience, understanding the message that they're looking for, understanding what channels you can communicate with them at, where they live, how they speak, how they want to hear from you, the things they find in value in your product versus others, the thing that really jazzes them up and say, oh, that's a reason I want to buy that product or service. That understanding and that planning is the marketing process. Then you decide the tactics, the advertising, the social media, the demonstrations, events, etc. Those are execution. Those are things that are, again, advertising, promotion, public relations, or simply communication. Sometimes it's brand communication. So when someone says marketing and you picture a TV commercial, if I say I work in marketing and you picture a Super Bowl commercial, you're partially right, but there's more work before that. How did they know the Super Bowl commercial was right? How did they know to spend $2 million on a Super Bowl commercial? If you see a print ad, if you see a regular TV ad, you hear something on the radio, you see a lot of promotion on social media, you get something in the mail, the blimp flies overhead with a banner telling you to buy their product. All of these things are the execution of marketing, understanding what could work best, what should work best, and how to measure that in order to do it better, more effectively and efficiently, is the work of marketing. So it all goes together. Strategy, process, marketing, integration, execution, measurement, the whole nine. All of that I just tried to explain to you as quickly as possible is what I do on my day job, if you will, with the Golden Group when I'm not. That's Monday through Friday. Saturday, when I'm in the office, of course, I'm talking to you here on the Saturday Morning Hustle, but I'm also getting some of that work done as well. I come into the office to work on that. I break away from that to create the Saturday Morning Hustle. I hustle on Saturday because I'm a business owner, because I'm an entrepreneur, because I have a small business, because I need to create effectiveness and efficiency in my business. I need to market my business, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, along with the podcast that is specifically attached to the Golden Group. This just jumped all over that one. The Strategic Growth Podcast, which the Golden Group produces, different from this podcast. We also have social media. We have a website. We have email marketing. We attend events. We do paid promotions, etc., partnerships, influencer marketing. We do all kinds of things like that to promote that business. which also is a little bit of overlap as to what we talk about here on the Saturday Morning Hustle. But it's also how I could talk to you about topics on the Saturday Morning Hustle, because I am a hustler. I am an entrepreneur. I'm a grinder. I'm in on Saturdays, literally doing it myself. So I understand what you're going through if you own a small business. I understand if you're an entrepreneur. I understand if you're trying to come up in the world, create something for yourself, self-brand, whether you're a musician, an artist, an influencer, creating a brand for yourself. All of this process, all the things you can learn from all these things are collaborative. They go together. So that's why I wanted to talk to you about it today and drive home this point. Like I said earlier, the biggest frustration, the biggest regret you can have is if someone doesn't know you do something or that you're available in some way, and they hire someone else, they buy someone else's product, they support someone else's business without supporting yours simply because they didn't know or you didn't ask them to do business with you. So this is the lesson today. Take this with you. Tell people. Tell people what it is you do. Tell people how it's different than other options. Tell them the value that you create. Tell them the audience you're looking for. Not everyone, not people with money, but specifically who your audience is, who gets the best value out of your product or service, how you want to serve them, how you want to create for them, connect with them, build business relationships, etc. Explain these things to people, not in a sales pitch. Don't try to sell it directly to them. Just tell friends, tell family, tell casual acquaintances. And when you're networking, when you're at a holiday event, when you're out somewhere and you meet someone and they say, what did you do for a living? Don't just say you work. Don't just say you're in this type of field, accounting, legal, medical, business consulting. Tell them, I own a business, and this is what we do. This is who we serve. If the person listening finds value in that, you might have an opportunity. But they also might know someone or refer someone or tell you about someone else who might want to know a little bit more about your business. If you're going to be in business, if you're going to be a self-brand, if you're going to be a hustler, grinder, an entrepreneur, you got to be comfortable telling people who you are, what you do, the value you create, what's different about you, what's distinct about you, what's good about doing business with you, why people should pay attention, why they should trust you. You have to be comfortable talking about it, not promotionally, not trying to make money, but being confident in what you do by trying to connect with people, try to build relationships that then eventually could lead to a business transaction. So put things in the right order, but be confident, be willing to do it, be brave in of yourself. And if you won't do it for yourself, no one else will. Talk about it in a casual, conversational, informational way. If they ask more, if they want detail, if it turns out they can do business with you, they'll ask for more information and you can give it to them then. So don't be afraid to talk about your business. Talk about your side hustle. Talk about your self-brand. Talk about your band. Talk about your art. Talk about your social media account you're trying to build. Talk about a new degree you're working on because you want to change your career. Talk about things you want to do. Get people involved. Get people invested. Create relationships and then go from there with the potential for success. Good luck. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle entrepreneurship, coffee and donut swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.